Another person who recounted the events documented in the new film Magic Trip, about the merry prankster bus trip across America led by Ken Kesey in 1964, is Tom Wolfe. He wrote about the trip and Kesey's LSD experiments in his book The Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test. Wolfe pioneered what came to be known as new journalism, reporting using the techniques of fiction, descriptive scene settings, dramatic tension, and dialogue. When Terry interviewed Tom Wolfe in 1987, she asked him about his trademark look, the tailored white suit. He told Terry that his attire wasn't just about style. It also affected how he would go about his work as a journalist.
I have discovered that for me, you know, maybe it doesn't work for everybody, for me, it is much more effective to arrive in any situation as a man from Mars than to try to fit in. When I first started out in journalism, in magazine work particularly, I used to try to fit in. I remember doing a thing on stock car racing. I went down to North Wilkesboro, North Carolina, to do a story on a stock car racer named Junior Johnson. And I tried to fit into the stock car scene. I wore a green tweed suit and a blue button-down shirt and a black knit tie and some brown suede shoes and a brown Borsellino hat. I figured that was really casual, really the stock car races. And after about 5 days, Junior Johnson, whom I was writing about, came to me and says, "I don't mean to be rude or anything," he says, "but people I've known all my life down here in Ingle Hollow," that was where he came from, "say they keep asking me, Junior, who is that little green man following you around?" It was then it had dawned on me that, A, nobody for 50 miles in any direction was wearing a suit of any color, or a tie for that matter, or a hat. And the less said about brown suede shoes, the better, I can assure you. So I wasn't fitting in to start with. I was also depriving myself of the ability to ask some very obvious questions if I thought I fit in. I was dying to know what an overhead cam was. People were always talking about overhead cams, but if you're pretending to fit in, you can't ask these obvious questions. After that, I gave it up. I would turn up in always in a suit, and you know, many times a white suit, and just be the village information gatherer. And you'll be amazed if you're willing to strike that role.
When you were doing the research for your book, Electric Kool-Aid Acid Test, which is about Ken Kesey and the psychedelic acid trips, were you dressed like that too?
Oh, yes. And it would have been, actually, to have tried to fit into that scene would have been fatal, perhaps literally fatal. Kesey had this this abiding distaste for pseudo-hippies. Or hipster. There was really no such term at that time, but well, let's call them pseudo hipsters. You know, the journalist or lawyer or teacher who on the weekends puts on his jeans and smokes a little dope and plays some Coltrane records and tries to be part of the scene. And so he had a device called testing people's cool. And I remember once witnessing this. It was on one of these weekends. And he said, "All right, let's everybody get naked." That was his word for naked. "And get on our bikes and go up Route 1. This was in California. And they did. They took off all their clothes. They got on their motorcycles, and they started riding up Route 1. Now, this separated the hippies from the weekend hipsters, if you will, very rapidly. But now I didn't have to worry because I was in my my three-piece suit with a big blue corduroy necktie, and the idea that I was going to take any of this off for anybody was crazy. So you know, I was safe.
You probably just look like another freak to a lot of freaks.
Well, after about 2 weeks, one of the Ken Kesey's group, the pranksters, named Doris DeLay, said to me, "You know, you got on the weirdest outfit around here," and it was the most unusual in that particular little corner of the woods.
Tom Wolfe speaking to Terry Gross in 1987. Talking about Ken Kesey and company.